Phone Boy Speaks, episode 258, Save the Drive-In. How many people know what a drive-in theater is? How many people have been to one in my audience? I'm sure some of you have. Certainly, drive-ins have been around since before I was born, and they've certainly they've declined over the years. And I'm not sure why. I guess people just there's these big multiplexes now, and people have people can watch movies on their computer or whatever. I mean, there's just lots of entertainment choices now. And so, over the years, drive-in movie theaters where, basically it's a, you've got a huge screen in like a gigantic field / parking lot / whatever. And you pull up to a, what used to be a pole with speakers on it that you'd stick in your car. This is how you would experience a movie. And because you were in your car, you could do whatever you wanted. In fact, it used to be that you could bring in a carload of people for, $5 or something. That's what I remember growing up. And, now of course it's a little more expensive, but it's still, considering what you get for your money, it's an excellent value. But there's not many of them left because they take a lot of land. They're not as popular as they used to be, but there's been a growing interest, I think, in drive-ins and sort of renewing and there's just not many of them left. And so if you happen to have one near you, I recommend going and trying it just once at the very least, and you have to it's an experience into itself. And my family went this summer to the drive-in that's local here. And I didn't go because I was not home. I was on a business trip, so I missed it. But anyway, that just going to the drive-in is just a cool experience. And so, but they are disappearing in part of what's happening is that there's this move to digital projectors. And a lot of these movie theaters, a lot of these drive-ins have been around for a really long time. They've invested in film projectors from long ago. And because they're not making a ton of money, and these things aren't open all the time, they can only really show one or two movies a night or whatever, they're just not bringing in a lot of money. And so for a lot of these drive-in operators to actually afford to replace replace their projectors and get digital ones, which are upwards of $80,000, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's probably wipes out the profit that they make, if they make, assuming they make any profit. And so it's a huge investment for these places. And so they're not really interested in maybe spending that money, and so, or they can't really spend the money. And so there's going to be a ton, and it's probably going to be very soon where the studios are just going to do digital projectors. And so a lot of these drive-ins that have been around for a long time that maybe are making a ton of money, they're going to have to shut their doors because they can't show films anymore. And so long and the short of it is that these, the drive-ins, I mean, they were on the decline before, and now because of this march to digital, there are some drive-ins that are in danger of closing and may not reopen because getting a digital projector is, it's an expensive proposition. And actually there was an article about Honda Motor Corporation is actually doing a promotion right now where they want to save the drive-in. And so they plan on giving 5 digital projectors to different drive-ins, and you can vote on their website. And they're also doing like a fundraiser or something to try and help out some of these drive-ins. And I like the idea. I don't understand why more car companies don't do this, because this is a, really the drive-in is, sort of the logical conclusion. You think about like drive-through restaurants and drive-through wedding chapels and all these drive-through things, or drive-in is basically the American love of their car, right? I mean, that's really the embodiment of that, or the logical conclusion of it is that Americans want to do everything in their car. And so this is, this is one of those things. And yes, the drive-in will, my drive-in just went digital this year. Apparently I went and looked at their website because I didn't see my local drive-in, the Rodeo Drive-In, on this Save the Drive-In website that Honda put out, but it's because they went digital this year. So anyway, long and the short of it is, if you can go to a drive-in, you can find a drive-in near you, you should definitely go it just once and experience it. And you'll agree that I think, I hope you would agree that it's a unique experience. It's something that's worth preserving. And so you're not going to see every movie that way, I don't think. But it's something you have to try. And there's a certain, I don't know, as I say, there's a certain culture to it, I guess you could say. And it's something that's, I think, fairly unique and, you know, uniquely American. So I'd say check it out. And make people aware of drive-ins and save the drive-ins, don't let the drive-ins die, because as Joe Bob Briggs used to say, the drive-in will never die. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.